Ever walk through like a downtown somewhere and it's like eerily empty storefronts?
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy, right?
Yeah.
It's like a ghost town in the middle of a city that's like supposedly thriving.
Right.
Well, that's Palo Alto these days.
Okay.
So today we're going to take a deep dive into why.
Sounds good.
We're looking at this article by John McNellis. He's a real estate developer,
Okay.
and he calls it Palo Alto's Retail Vacancy Conundrum. And this guy, you know, he's seen it all firsthand.
Yeah.
And he points out that the city council is actually considering a vacancy tax
Really?
on landlords who just won't fill those empty spots.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it would be like fining them for having empty storefronts. So it
Wow.
might seem like, well, these landlords are just greedy, they're holding out, they want to make as much money as possible.
Right.
But McNellis actually argues that the numbers just don't add up.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So let's say you're a landlord. You've got this prime location, downtown Palo Alto, and you could rent it out, let's just say, for like $10,000 a month,
Okay.
but you decide to be greedy. You're like, I'm gonna wait 2 years to get even more.
Okay.
So 2 years of nothing.
Wow.
That's already $240,000 of lost rent.
Hey, you're in the hole.
And then you get a tenant and they sign like a 5-year lease.
Okay.
That new rent to make up for that lost time would have to be $14,000 a month.
Wow. 40% increase.
Good luck finding someone to pay that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, so that's his argument for why it's not just greedy landlords.
Okay, so then what's going on in Palo Alto?
Well, he really sees like three big things that are going on that are
Yeah.
kind of national trends, but then there's also like a Palo Alto specific thing.
Okay.
So first he talks about remote work.
Right.
And it's not just that the office buildings are empty. It's like, what happens when there's nobody going to the
Yeah, it's
office?
that ripple effect.
Totally.
Nobody's going out for lunch.
Yeah.
They're not shopping after work.
No happy hour.
Yeah.
I mean, as somebody who may or may not have relied on after work snacks,
Right.
like that was a thing, you know?
Yeah.
You'd go to happy hour, you'd walk by the bakery, you'd pick something up. Like
Cool.
those office workers were contributing.
Yeah, they were important.
But he was pointing out that even if those buildings are leased out in Palo Alto, only like 15% of the people are actually showing up to work.
Oh, wow.
So 85% are not there.
So it's like a ghost town anyway,
Right.
even if they're paying rent.
Yeah. And that makes you wonder about the long-term viability of those leases, right?
Right.
If they're only using 15%, are they really going to keep paying for all that space?
Yeah, good question.
But remote work isn't the only thing. He also talks about crime.
No, yeah.
And not just crime in general, but he really hones in on retail theft, which has been a huge problem in California. He
Yeah.
actually calls it a pandemic.
Wow.
And he is not happy about Proposition 47, which basically made it a lot easier for shoplifters to just like walk out of a store.
Right, because there's no consequences anymore.
Right. And so businesses are losing money from the stolen stuff,
Right.
but then they also have to pay for all this extra security,
Right.
which makes it a pain to actually shop there.
Right, which impacts everybody.
Yeah, like, have you ever been to a CVS where everything's locked up
Oh, yeah.
and you're like, excuse me, can I just get a toothbrush?
Exactly.
So he uses the example of the CVS in Palo Alto on University Avenue,
Okay.
where you literally cannot buy a toothbrush unless an employee unlocks the case.
Oh my
So
gosh.
it's like,
That's
what are
wild.
we doing here?
Yeah.
And it's all because of this like shoplifting problem,
Yeah.
and it's kind of the law's fault.
Wow.
So that's the second thing.
So we've got remote work, we've got crime.
And then the other thing.
This is the big one, right?
Yeah.
Or is this a big one too?
This is a big one too.
Okay.
This is the internet. Yeah, it's not like the internet killed all retail.
Right.
It's just changed what we think of as retail.
Exactly.
Like you're not going to buy shoes online without trying them on.
Yeah, true. Unless you already know like your size in that brand or
Oh, I mean,
something.
maybe some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you get the point.
Yeah.
We're picky about what we actually need a store for.
Yeah, totally.
So it's funny. He has this line that I thought was a really interesting visual.
Okay.
He says, mandating only true retailers in a shopping district is like building a birdhouse for passenger pigeons.
Oh, wow.
So it's like you're trying to revive this thing that's like extinct.
Right. You're building something for something that's not coming back.
Right. It's like, good luck with that.
Yeah.
So he's saying like traditional retail in the age of Amazon, it's like passenger pigeons.
Yeah. It's not
So we
happening.
have to adapt.
Okay.
And so this is where he gets into the thing that's specific to Palo Alto
Okay.
on top of those other things, which are everywhere.
Right.
And that is the zoning laws.
Okay, zoning laws.
Okay.
Here's the thing, that makes sense.
Yeah. Tell me about it. What's the issue?
So basically, Palo Alto has all these rules about like what can be in a retail space.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules were written like a long time ago.
Okay.
When retail meant like you're selling stuff.
Right, like actual objects.
Right. But now it's like nobody's really doing that so much anymore, at least not downtown.
Mm, right.
And they're not really letting in these businesses that are more service-based.
Okay.
So it's like they're stuck in the past.
So they're stuck with these like 1950s rules, right, when the rest of the world is like, let's put a yoga studio in there. Let's put a health clinic.
Exactly. Yeah. And people still need those services.
Right. You can't get your teeth cleaned on Amazon.
Exactly. Or like a haircut. You can't order a haircut on Amazon.
So what does he say we should do? Just give up on having actual stores?
No. He's got a solution.
Okay.
He says we have to adapt.
Okay.
Like, don't try to force these old ways onto this new world.
Right.
Change the laws. So first, he says, shrink the retail district.
Okay, so like less space for these stores that nobody's going to.
Exactly.
And then what do you do with all that other space?
So that's where you allow all those other businesses.
The yoga studios, the whatever.
The chiropractors, yeah.
Okay, so you could go from having this empty storefront to like a chiropractor next to a yoga studio next to like...
Or like a juice bar.
Right.
Or like a healthy cafe.
Yes.
And you can like pop in after your yoga class.
It's like a whole different vibe.
Exactly.
Instead of like, oh, I guess I'll avoid going downtown because it's depressing.
Right. It becomes like a place to be.
Yeah. And you're supporting local businesses.
Right. And it's not just about buying stuff. It's like a whole lifestyle.
It's like a lifestyle. Yeah. Like, you're not just buying stuff anymore. You're investing in a lifestyle.
Right. Exactly. And I think what's so interesting about this is that he's talking about Palo Alto.
Yeah.
But this is like a bigger issue.
Totally. It's like, if zoning laws can make a storefront look so desolate,
yeah,
what else are they doing that we're not even thinking about?
Right. What other like unintended consequences are there?
Yeah. Like, are we clinging to these outdated models that are like actually hurting us?
Right. And we don't even realize it.
Yeah. So next time you're walking through your downtown.
Yeah.
Like, really look around and think about, like, what are these storefronts saying about this place?
Right. Are they stuck in the past or are they moving forward?
Yeah. It's like that saying, if you're not moving forward, you're falling behind.
So true.
Well, that's something to think about.
Yeah. Good food for thought.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Yeah, this was great.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those curiosity muscles flexed.
Absolutely.